Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris, and it's February the 6th, 2013, and it's day 6 of the February challenge, and I'm doing the At Sawyer GB set of questions this year. And today's question is celebrity crushes. Have I had a celebrity crush? Do I have a celebrity crush? The simple and short answer is no. I don't even understand what a crush is, to be honest. Yeah, I've heard of the concept. Don't get me wrong, I don't live in total blanket here, but I've never understood it when somebody says, I've got a crush on him, I've got a crush on her. And then I don't quite understand, because I understand it's slightly different from fancying somebody. You know, I mean, there's attractive people I thought, I like the look of them, or I speak to people and I like the sound of them, or I enjoy conversation with them. But I understand there's something deeper with a crush, and I don't get it. I just don't understand what a crush is. I can't remember ever having one as a child, and I've certainly never had a crush on a celebrity. I know a lot of people do, and maybe it's escapism and fantasy, I don't know, but it's never really happened for me. But I have played the celebrity crush game, because, well, every partner that I've ever had in my life has always had a crush on somebody and wanted to know what my crush is. And I've never had one, but I understand it's important for them, for me to have a celebrity crush, so that they can then feel comfortable having their crush on somebody. And so, ever to keep the peace, I make up celebrities to have a crush on. And it's turned into a fine art over the years, to be honest. I've not had that many relationships, but I've had enough to know that you can turn this game into an art form. The first time I really did this was when I chose Katie Price, aka Jordan, as a celebrity crush. I was dating a girl some years ago who couldn't stand her, and we were talking about celebrity crushes, and she told me all about hers. I can't remember who it was. It was one of the usual suspects that girls seem to fall for. So I said mine was Katie Price, and she hadn't heard of Katie Price until I mentioned the word Jordan. And so that shows how ignorant the partner was. And so that was a game that I played then, because I would defend Katie Price and she would slag off Jordan, and trying to make, you know, the games we would play. And so I never really had a crush on Jordan at all. I admire her as a woman, and that's how things go. I admire people for different reasons than perhaps other people can see. But that's how I turn my celebrity crush game into a game. My current celebrity crush is Kylie Minogue. My current partner knows that. I don't think she realises it's a game. If she listens to this audio boo, she'll perhaps understand that I don't really have a celebrity crush at all. I just play a game with people because it seems to be expected these days in relationships. I've always noticed that women want to know if I have a crush on anyone, and yet usually it's them that have the crush and want to justify it, so I help them along, really. I don't care whether somebody's got a crush on somebody or not. I just don't understand the concept of it. It's supposed to be, I understand that finding somebody attractive and that sort of thing, but a crush, I don't get it. Anyway, I'm rambling. I don't get the idea of a crush. I've never had a celebrity crush. I've never had a crush on anybody as far as I can remember. And I don't think I'm about to start now. So there we go. But my current pretend celebrity crush, and if my partner's listening to this, you know who it is. It's Katie. No, it's not. It's Keira Knightley. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.